Welcome to Do This, Not That, the podcast for marketers. You'll walk away from each episode with actionable tips you can test immediately. You'll hear from the best minds in marketing who will share tactics, quick wins, and pitfalls to avoid. We'll also dig into life, pop culture, and the chaos that is our everyday. I'm Jay Schwedelson. Let's do this, not that. We are back for Ask Us Anything from the Do This Not That podcast presented by Marigold. This is our super short episode where we break down questions that we get in. We get in work questions. We get in ridiculous questions. And we try to tackle one of each. And if you want to submit a question, you would be extremely cool. You just go to jschwedelson.com. There's a button that says podcast. Another one that says Ask Us Anything. And we love getting the questions. So let's do the work question first. We got a question from Katie from Seattle, Washington. I like Seattle. I was there not too long ago. Something very weird about Seattle, though. They take jaywalking like really seriously. I mean, I'd be standing on the street, no cars anywhere, other people standing next to me, and I would just go across the street and not wait for the walk sign, and people would look at me like I was doing something really bad. It was very odd. So sorry, but I broke many jaywalking laws there. Katie, what is your question? Jay, we saw you posted the Toy Box AI image thing on social media this week, and it got lots of engagement. Do you think using ChatGPT to make these images is a good way for brands to generate social engagement, or is that fad already passed? All right, so first off, and I have a hack here to tell you about, what Katie's talking about is that ChatGPT, and this is important for all marketers, business marketers, consumer marketers, big, small, whatever, ChatGPT in the latest update to their tool, in the free version of ChatGPT, they added in the ability to do image creation, a really sophisticated image creation. And what that's allowed everyone to do is to go on ChatGPT and ask it to create anything, and it's creating these very, very realistic images. Now, the reason this matters is, and unlike Gemini, unlike a lot of the other AI tools that are out there, what ChatGPT has been able to do with the free version, so anybody just go to ChatGPT and use this, every other tool has a trouble with words, has trouble with letters, meaning that when you ask an AI tool to make an image, any of the other tools, and have it either to interpret words that are in an image that you are uploading, or for it to create words in an image that you want it to create, the other tools have a really hard time with letters and words. But ChatGPT, the free version, this is the first time that you can really get one of these AI tools to do anything in a very slick way using letters and words. So that in and of itself is something that every marketer should become familiar with, because this is really a game changer. Now, in terms of using it to create stuff, especially for social engagement, 100%, I'm going to tell you a trick that everybody should do. Now, first off, what has been going on? So since ChatGPT allowed us to now make this image creation, okay, over 130 million users have utilized the image generation feature, producing more than 700 million images just in the first week since its launch, according to TechCrunch. Now, the key thing here is that social posts across all platforms for either personal brands or brand accounts, business and consumer, if they're using the Toy Box version, the mock product ad version, the city wall quote version, any of these very common social posts that you're seeing out there, it is generating on average a 200% increase in overall engagement over the last 2 weeks. And that's according to World Data Research. Listen, I just said a lot of garbage, a lot of nonsense, a lot of whoever, and you're probably tuning me out and you're like, well, what are you going to do now? Tell us how to make these images, blah, 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 whatever. No, here's the game. Here's what you want to do. Any image that you see, let's say you are on social media and a brand account posts some sort of a great picture of a billboard somewhere that has a great quote, right? That's an AI image. Let's say you're on social media and someone from their brand account posts a picture of a book page, and it has a highlighted quote of something really great that's going viral, and it looks like it's actually from a book that somebody highlighted. Let's say it's any image of anything that you think is good that's going viral on a brand account, on a personal account. All you got to do is take that image, okay? Make a screenshot of it yourself. Take that image. You go to ChatGPT. You upload that image and you say to ChatGPT, hey, I want to make this image too. And you literally ask ChatGPT, what is the prompt that I need to use to generate an image like this for me or for my brand? And then it will give you the exact prompt, the words that you need to use to then put back into ChatGPT and make that image for yourself. And then you tweak it just a little bit. And you then can take any of the viral content that you see out there and you can make it for yourself, for your brand account. This is crushing it. It is a game changer. There's no other platform. And again, it is free. It takes 5 seconds. It's mildly fun. So if you're seeing these toy box images, if you're seeing these city quote images, doesn't matter. Take anything, upload the image, say, what's the prompt I got to use? I want to make this too. So it's a simple hack right now to get engagement across the board. All right, let's get into the ridiculous question. Let's just jump right into it. We got a question in from Samantha from Austin, Texas. And these ridiculous questions, I mean, they're all over the map. This one says, Jay, you never talk about the Kardashians. Are you a fan or no? Yep, that's a pretty ridiculous question. So I have no issue with the Kardashians at all. And say what you will about Kim Kardashian, Skims is an incredible company that she launched, and it is great products, and she has become a massive, legit business person, so I'm very pro all of that, and the rest of them are all doing really well, too. I do not throw, I'm all in. You become successful, and you do great things, amazing. I will tell you, but related to the Kardashians, this is so random. So I don't know if you've seen this, but there are a million of these food collabs with celebrities, like the Travis Scott McDonald's collab, when they release that all the time, and Travis Scott picks out like the Happy Meal that he would eat, and then they announce that, and everyone just goes and buys the Happy Meal. It's not even different food. It's just called a Travis Scott Happy Meal or whatever, and it just goes crazy. Well, related to the Kardashians, I don't know if you saw this, but just this week, the Kardashians launched a collab. All the Kardashians launch a collab with Crumbl Cookie, you know, the cookie company that's everywhere. So my family, because we have no, I don't know, I was going to say we have no brain, but that's terrible. So we were like, you know what? Because I like cookies. I really like cookies. We were like, hey, let's order the Crumbl Cookie collab from Crumbl Cookies and let's try it. First of all, what a ripoff. I mean, this thing was so expensive, total ripoff, but we did it. Okay. And I'm here to tell you, we got all the different cookies. So each Kardashian, including like Kris Jenner, okay, and Kylie and all of them, Kendall, all of them, Kim, Khloe, Kourtney, all of them, they each had their own cookie in that you could get. So we got them all. Okay. And they were all very good, except Kourtney's flourless chocolate cake. And this went viral on TikTok. It tasted like disgusting, okay? It was literally inedible. And if you go on TikTok and you look up Kourtney Kardashian Crumbl Cookie collab, the flourless chocolate cake, you will see a million of these videos, everyone saying that it is absolutely one of the most disgusting things that you're ever going to eat, because I think she wanted it like, you know, zero sugar and whatever. I'm not exaggerating. You need to try this. It is like eating excrement. Okay. I don't know how to say it. It's disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. So that is my only negative I'm going to say about the Kardashians. And then, all right. So we've talked about a lot. I don't know what we talked about. And I appreciate you being here. I hope all is great. And I'll check you later. You did it. You made it to the end. Nice. But the party's not over. Subscribe to make sure you get the latest episode each week for more actionable tips and a little chaos from today's top marketers. And hook us up with a 5-star review if this wasn't the worst podcast of all time. Lastly, if you want access to the best virtual marketing events that are also 100% free, visit guruevents.com so you can hear from the world's top marketers like Damon John, Martha Stewart, and me, guruevents.com. Check it out.